Blog Talk Radio.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying it, baby, because I'm double bit motherfucking. You heard me?
Coming to you live, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. You know what I mean? That song right there is courtesy of World Movement Records off the new compilation album, West Coast Bangers. You know my man, Jody Breeze. Y'all know how K. Diddy does it. You understand? We keep it government up on here. Oh, so fresh. K. Diddy, where you at?
I'm here hanging like snot, but I'm hanging.
Ew.
yeah, that was kind of going to be like my response, but
it's all good, though, brother. I'm over here in this surplus store, man. You know, I'm trying to get me a flea collar to glow in the dark and try to get me a new snake bite kit because snakes is out.
Hey, you in the desert.
Yeah.
You in the desert. You got to look out for them snakes. Ladies and gentlemen, I see y'all on the switchboard. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. I'm about to open the chat room up. Of course, the young lady's voice that you're hearing is, of course, Lady Joy. Lady Joy, holla at the good folks.
Hey, people, how you doing today? How you doing, Tony? You okay?
I'm still here, man. I'm still doing what I do. You know, each day you wake up, you're still in the fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and every day is a good day above ground, you know?
Yeah,
That's what they be saying.
You know what I mean? You're still swinging. You're still swinging. As long as you got arms to swing and legs to walk, you're still in the game. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You're doing good.
This week, we're going to follow up on last week's show. You know what I'm saying? Last week's show was off the Richter scale. We started some mess up in here, which we like to do, as long as it gets people to thinking. It's basically called saying things that need to be said, part two. You know what I mean? And it's all about expression, freedom to say what you feel, express yourself, get your thought across, and say the things that need to be said. So I'm going to kick the show off like this. Earlier I was listening to an After 7 song. With After 7 talking about, I give you the sun, the rain, the moon, the stars, and the mountains. And that got pretty Tony to thinking, you know what I mean? If I give somebody the sun, which is the basis of life, the moon, the stars, and the mountain, I'm asking myself, what the hell is left for me if I done gave you everything? What about me? You know? And I don't sit and evaluate that, and there's some people who going to take what I got to say the wrong way, but I don't care. I'm saying
no, man, that's what they going to say is your ass is selfish.
Oh, so let me get this right, too, Diddy. I want you to be devil's advocate. You going to be my devil's advocate for a moment?
Yes, sir, because your ass is
selfish
about yourself.
If I give you the sun, the rain, the moon, the stars, and the mountain, I'm giving you the cosmos, homie. Where in there do I fit in that if I'm giving all that to you?
Well, you know, Tony, you can't look at it like you're just giving up everything, you know.
But that's what the words mean. I'm giving you the sun, the rain, the moon, the stars, and the mountain. That's everything that there is to life.
So you think that you're getting nothing in return?
What the hell am I getting if I don't give you the sun? We can't exist without it.
Well, you know, you have to have a partnership in here because no person can exist, you know, without someone else. You know what I'm saying? In a relationship like this here, it's got to go full circle. You can't You can't just give without getting something in return.
And that's all Pretty Tony asking, Joy. That's all I'm asking. You know what I mean? And it's songs like that that get a brother confused. You know what I mean? Because people listen to that song. The other song that took me back to is that Babyface song, but I'm going to come home from work. I'm going to make your breakfast, your lunch, and your dinner. If I'm out of work, what the hell I got to do all that for? You do it one day and I'll do it the next.
Well, exactly. You know, one person can't just, you know, contribute without the other person giving up something. You know,
what happened?
In a relationship, you both got to work towards the greater good. You know, one person can't just give all and the other one just take all, and, you know, that's not a relationship.
Please, Lady Joy, would you tell me what that is? Because there's some suckers out there living that right now. What exactly is that called?
One-sided greed, you know, whatever you want to call it, you know, that's not a relationship. If one person is giving their all and everything and the other person is just taking, that's not a relationship. That's a selfish ass. You know, that's somebody being a selfish ass. I'm just going to take and take and take, you know, because they're giving and giving and giving. No, that's not a relationship. That's a selfish ass person being a selfish ass and just taking. You know,
that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Man, I thought K. Diddy would have been all over this one. So
you know what I'm saying? What? K. Diddy, what's up with that?
Well, you haven't said they're not a line yet.
Excuse me. I got to say something on the line for you to comment.
Well, I mean, long,
calling it like I see it, bruh.
Well, long, exactly.
Because, you know, as far as, like, what you're concerned, you know, you can say, well, it's so long as I got super petted up and ketchup and stuff, it's all good. No, bruh, it don't work that way.
Well, everybody can't live that high on the hog. What can I say?
Okay. Yeah, all right. And anyway, as far as I'm concerned, that's a one-sided deal, you know, and you're not in a relationship. That's a person in a relationship with themselves because all they're giving is themselves, and they're taking for themselves. They're not giving shit.
And you know what I mean?
That's not a relationship. That's being a selfish AF Negro.
Why God be a Negro? Women do it too.
I wasn't finished. Okay. Negro or whatever you happen to be. All right?
Okay, we'll take that. Hold on. I think we done touched somebody else's nerve with this. Hold on. They want to come in. Let me let him in here. 813, what's happening?
You guys know who this is. This is Passion, and I want to direct my comment to Diddy. Talking about everybody can't live that high on the hog. What is he supposed to do? You're supposed to step your game up. That's what the show's about.
Okay, that's what it's called. Play a step your game up. So if you can't keep it half potato chips and ketchup, you ain't
okay.
Getting it ain't coming.
Let me speak on that, ladies, because obviously when I made this reference or inference or made this parable, it went over some people's heads. But the whole purpose or the whole point to the vine and sausage, potato chips, ketchup with a dash of hot sauce on the side, it was just saying that. It was
and
basically
Kool-Aid.
Saying that, exactly. It's saying that I know that I can eat anywhere in the world anytime I choose, whenever I choose. And whoever's with me can eat there as well. The point is, if you can't go through the bad times and the slow times with me, you sure can't be with me on the good times. So that's what we're talking about in terms of the reference to the potato chips and the vienna sausage.
You refer to this all the time. It's like you ain't even stepped your game up.
No. My game is past stepped up for as that's concerned. Because everybody wanna be with you when it's all good, when you're balling out of control. But when things are kinda tough and kinda rough, that's when you find out who the people really are. So that's what that was all about, ladies. It wasn't about actually eating vienna sausage and potato chips, because y'all know better than that one.
Okay, my question is, are you still doing that, though?
Well, again, I could eat a Jack in the Box, or I can go to Spain whenever I choose.
Spain.
How about that? Whenever I choose.
Spain, meaning what?
I'm an international brother. Check yourself. I'm an international brother. Well, I'm trying to tell you, if you listen, do your research and find out who I think I am. I eat anywhere
who, no,
I want, whenever I want.
Who the
I
hell
want.
You think you are?
And again, I say to you, I can eat wherever I want, whenever I want, whatever country, city, and state. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
I think K. Diddy finally done put it together to put that stuff out there so we understand. Well, that's what we're talking about, saying the things that need to be said, because K didn't need it to say that just in case some folks out there were getting it twisted, like my man is just a potato chip Vienna sausage Kool-Aid kind of guy. He's versatile. He might be on the couch doing that, but you know what I mean? The way I view life is like this. You got to crawl before you walk. And a lot of characters, male and female, because I've gotten a couple emails that, you know, I be riding on the fellas. I ride on everybody. I ride on women all the time, but at the same time, I know where my bread is buttered, but I speak the gospel, the ghetto gospel. A lot of cats come into the game perpetrating, buying steaks up front, filet mignon, crab legs, and lobster, and not telling the truth, because truth be told, That's your whole paycheck right then. And at a later date when somebody accept that, you're screwed. Because then, you know, you got to keep appearances up. You know what I mean? You're coming around, picking her up in your homeboy's Benz, telling
yeah,
her your
food stamps only last for so long, you know.
Straight up. So, you know what I mean? If you're a Vienna sausage kind of guy, we're not knocking you because a lot of cats are out there. But, you know, you do need to step your game up. But like my man said, it's all about being international and having her be international with you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You've been taking her to the wind to eat, using your whole little paycheck and stuff. And then when you finally got her and she got close to you, and she's like, so we going to the wind this week? You know you can't do it because right now, you know, be a
light, light billers do.
So, you know, you got to be real with yourself. You know what I mean? Gourmet and luxury, if you can afford it on a daily basis, all good. But that's, you know, let's be real. The average person, that is a treat that you give to somebody, to you and them, because it's not all about the next person. It's not all about you. So that's what we're talking about this week, saying the things that need to be said, and some of these things need to be said. You know what I mean? Too much political correctness, you know what I mean? Like I said, that song, I've been listening to that song for years, and it never moved me. Still, I just heard it. I'm like, but what the hell about me? What about me? I done gave you the sun, dog. What you giving me in return? Fair exchange ain't no robbery. What of equal value can you give me, and I done gave you the sun? My time. Are you out your mind, woman?
Oh, no. They sleep with you every night.
Oh, and that equates to the sun. Okay, thanks for clarifying that for me. I will humbly be quiet now. Get the hell out of here.
Okay.
Now see, I thought Joy would have been all over that one.
You know what? You're talking about, because I sleep with you every night. You know, that includes a lot of stuff there, okay?
Yeah, I know, but I usually hear women be saying that shit, and that's supposed to be like some equal thing, but I feel like when any two people in a relationship give up themselves, one thing cancel out the other. Now it's a matter of what else you bring into the table, right?
Well, you know, times is hard these days, you know, so, you know what I'm saying? We're in a recession here, okay? So if we're in a recession, so it's like whatever two people can bring to the table to make it work.
Jordan changed her profession, Tony. She's not a dominatrix now. She a pimp
I'm
now.
I'm not what
she
now?
Pimping now?
I'm not what?
I said, Jordan pimping now. She changed her occupation.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I haven't changed nothing. I'm just telling it like it is. It's a recession up in here.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all something. You see this next song I'm about to play? This is aimed at the ladies, and this is aimed at the fellas, because I want y'all to understand something, and everybody needs to feel this. This ain't aimed at the women. It's aimed at both of us, because this is the way we should all feel when we're dealing with people. Check this out.
Don't you? in a jet to pick up the next. And if you lead, you lead to the best. So you will have to settle for less. And I am no Elliot Ness. I don't handcuff, I don't arrest. I do confess to the bird sea. Cause under them sheets, I am a mess. Yes, baby, you're blessed. Not just don't jump your nest. Come on.
Major way, we're back. 646-929-2870. Can a player play? Today's topic is saying the things that need to be said so we can speak up for ours. You know what I mean? And I shout that out to everybody. Don't ever get too comfortable, man, thinking you can act a certain way and say certain things to a brother or a sister. You know what I mean? Step your game up. Player, step your game up. Now available at www.worldmovement.com. Straight up, man.
Go ahead.
Straight up. You know what I mean? Now, there's some people who ain't going to agree with that, but that's what that is. That's how Pretty Tony feel. That's how I say what I feel. All of us entitled to that. And that's one of the songs I ever heard, man. If you don't want me, somebody will. So why should I make myself less than to make you feel better about yourself? Coming back, you know what I mean? Go ahead.
I think, too, Tony, a lot of people need to understand a lot of times it's not what you say, it's how you say what you say. That can make all the difference in the world, but the fact is you still need to get your point across, but you still need to pick and choose how you say what you say, and timing is very important. Because you do get in situations where, you know, You have to communicate when somebody's listening to somebody. But if everybody's talking at each other, nobody hear anything anyway.
Hold on there, K. Diddy. I think we got somebody up that want to come up in here. They stuck their hand up. 741, you're on. What's happening? Welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody. This is Loyalty. How's everybody doing?
Hey, girl.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
You wanted to say something, Loyalty?
Of course. I was just listening just for that brief moment. That is very true, that when people talk at another person, the other person's not listening. So what we really need to do is we need to check ourselves on the tone, how we present what we're trying to say or whatever to each other, where we can communicate like human beings and not just communicate just because we're mad and we're in the ghetto trying to trip about something. And it's just about how you speak to a person, how somebody's going to actually accept what it is that you have to say.
Exactly.
But, you know, I'm, see, okay, loyalty, I'm a roll with that, but you see, right now, I'm finna let the ignorant part of me come through and be like, something, no matter what you say, and no matter how you say it, some folks are some ignorant, they don't get it, they taking it how they want to take it in their ignorant minds.
Well, a lot of times, you know, whatever. Exactly. And it's like whatever you say, you know, they're going to take it, you know, their way regardless. You know, whether it's ignorance or whatever the case may be. But it's up to the individual to take what you have to say and put it in their own perspective. You know, because there are some people out there that's like, you know, they might take it personally. Oh, she talking to me like that? You know, and it's not even about that. You know, it's about putting it out there. You know, and if you take it in the wrong way because that's the only way that you know, in a negative way, that's on you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's unfortunate. A lot of times, ignorance don't recognize ignorance. A lot of times people are ignorant and they don't recognize that their ass is just ignorant.
Right. Well, you know, they say ignorance is bliss. So you're in a blissful Ooh. State of mind and you don't know that you're ignorant to what's being said to you. Oh, well.
Okay, hold on. I think this is Fashion. Fashion, you back on. You got your hands up red hot.
No, I was just saying, I once heard that most people listen with their ears, those apparatuses that are on our head, instead of listening from the heart. In other words, they're looking for some kind of insult or injury to come to them because of their own shortcomings or low self-esteem. Instead of being open to receive the message, they've already decided what the message was, so to speak, before they actually hear you out.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's where the ignorance come in at.
Yes.
Okay. To my man on Twitter that just hit me up as to what exactly playerology is, let me bring you in a little bit. Playerology is a concept that just truly pretty Tony. I didn't come up with it because it's been around long before me. I've brought it to the world and gave it a name. You understand? Playerology is a lifestyle. It's not only about being a player. It's also about playing the game of life. We have expanded it to say that, well, it's not only about talking to women. It's also about the way you live your life as a man and how you conduct yourself, because even women can apply playerology to your life. You understand what I'm saying? That's why we're in the book, I wrote that, you know what I mean, say what you mean what you say. And that's sort of what we're discussing, even though I haven't mentioned it. It's straight up out the book about presenting yourself to the world for who and what you are. So playology is not just about womanizing and being a philanderer. It's also about stepping up for yours and stepping up for your lifestyle and establishing something that you won't get pissed on and told that it's raining. So they go to answer to your question, my man, on Twitter. Playology is a lifestyle and a mindset. You feel me? It goes way beyond just womanizing. Don't you know what I mean? Expand your mind, brother. Listen to the show. Go back to the archives. Check me out. We up on here talking. That's right. We up on here talking. And if you want to really know about playology, go to www.worldmovement.com. Get an autographed copy of the book, Playology, or Play Step Your Game Up by yours truly, Pretty Tony. And now back to the regular schedule broadcast.
I love how you do that. It just cracks me up.
You know what I'm saying? So, some of the things that need to be said, it's taken straight from the pages of the book. You know what I mean? Let me go depth a little bit. In Play Step Your Game Up, I said you present yourself for who and what you are. When you present yourself for who and what you are, that means you're going to say and show people, this is who I am. Deal with me for who I am, whatever that self is. You know, getting really philosophical right now. One's true self is who we really are at heart. And sometimes that makes other people uncomfortable. But nonetheless, the only way one shall have true happiness is to express and show oneself for who we truly are. Let that go round and round in your head for a moment. Don't get too damn comfortable. You know, sometimes a person's generosity and love that they give to you out of the kindness of their heart, you've grown accustomed to it, to them accommodating you, don't try to take that mess for granted, man. Appreciate it. Celebrate. That's what a real player does. We celebrate.
You can't be snatched from your ass, you know.
Thank you. Straight up. We celebrate and we appreciate. We never hate. You dig? Live, love, and enjoy life. Because at the end of the day, your life is nothing without laughter. At the end of the day, your life is nothing without love. And if you are not busy living, you are busy dying. You like that, Joy? You like that?
Oh, I love that. Love it, love it, love it.
So there it is.
Tony, preach on.
Yes, sister. I stand on the pulpit of playology. So let's see if anything jumping off in the chat room. All right, we're just going to keep it rolling. Matter of fact, let me acknowledge our two esteemed guests, Passion and Loyalty, who have been rolling with us since day one and have shown appreciation of what we have to offer, and we enjoy them being here. So, ladies, I don't know if I've ever thanked you before, but I feel like a gentleman today. Thank you so much for coming through and sharing your Sunday afternoon with us.
Thank you.
Can a player play?
Can a player play?
Yes, indeed. So now,
we don't have any more any Twitters in the house because, you know, I love the tweeters.
Well, we're going to check Twitter out. You know what I mean? We're up in the chat room doing a little bit of chatting right now, but a lot of the folks that are online. Man, that's another thing. To our online listenership, oh, man, the numbers are almost charged now. We're up in the thousands. A lot of y'all listen to us online. And it's recently when I was checking how many people listen to us, we've definitely crossed over into the thousands. So you might not call in and we don't hear your voice, but the website is logging that you are listening to us. So we are oh so thankful for you on Can a Player Play. But, you know, sometimes join us, you know what I mean, jump in the chat room or call in 646-929-2870. Press the number 1, you know what I mean, 323, I see you. You out there chilling with us. We appreciate you. But we're going to keep the show rolling, you know what I mean? As a matter of fact, I think this is the song right here that set me off. And y'all tell me what y'all think. Everybody loves the song, but I got my own personal opinion. If I give you the sun, what's left for me? We're going to talk about that on the song. It up, and y'all just heard the song that set me off earlier today. Now,
so why do you sound like you in the building by yourself?
Say that again.
Why do you sound like you in the building by yourself? I heard you say Pretty Tony's back in the building.
Oh, somebody feeling left out.
Okay.
Don't you?
But you know what? You're saying the things that need to be said, K. Diddy, so let me try that again. Let me go back. And we're back on Can A Player Play? Pretty Tony, Lady Joy, and K. Diddy back at you again like we do every Sunday at 2:30. Is that better for you, sir?
Absolutely.
All right.
And I know it's better for Joy, too, even though she ain't saying it.
Okay.
Hey, I'm already knowing, you know. I got my recognition. And, you know, for Tony to say he's back in the building, that means all of us are back in the building because he can't do it by himself.
Your dog
on that one.
Well, obviously you don't know who he think he is, so we don't leave that alone.
We already know who the hell he think he is. Okay.
No.
And we already know who the hell we think we are.
We are, that's right. Say, baby, preaching on the top of your mountain. You know what I mean? Last week I got a matter of fact, let me go back to the email. Somebody hit me up talking about me saying I'm standing. It's my mountain. Everybody got a mic. See, I use the terminology. You see, don't let the name Pretty Tony get you confused in the mind to think a brother is not an intellect. It was symbolic of what a symbolic reference of my life. I use the terminology mountain because I'm not going to say I built my life on a sand castle or a sand hill because that is easily crumbled. I built my life on rocks with trees in the side of it that holds the roots together that makes Pretty Tony what he is. So whoever sent me the email, I don't remember your name right now. That's what I was saying. This is my mountain. And on my mountain.
Like the song says, hey, you, get off my mountain.
Thank you, sir. Get the hell, it's my mountain. And if you up here just like everybody else got the mountain of their life that I hope they're standing on, now they sand hill, stand on your own mountain and say the doggone things that need to be said pertaining to you and what happens around you. Too many of y'all stand on the sideline and act as though, okay, I'm not going to stand on my own mountain. Stand on your mountain and present yourself to the world. And that leads me to what we're going to be talking about next week. Next week's show is going to be about self-esteem and swagger and all things of that nature pertaining to stepping your game up. You understand what I'm saying? Now, this week, we're talking about saying the things that need to be said, and that song that I just played, some people might consider it romantic. Some people might consider it loving, and it very well could be. But all I'm saying is the characteristics of the song saying that everything is nothing if you ain't here with me. So what about me? What, am I saying that everything I got ain't nothing without an individual?
I heard him say he'd give her everything, and he prayed that she'll be there for him.
Hey, Diddy.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to you, brother? You faded on me.
Oh, I don't know. I was saying that, and I heard in that particular song, he was saying that he gave her everything and that he prayed that she'll be there for him.
Pray that she'll be there for him. Lady Joy, where you at? Lady Joy? Oh, I think we lost Lady Joy. She's going to have to come back in. Hold on, hold on. Somebody got something to say. Let me let him up in here. 741, you're back on.
No, this is just loyalty. I was just listening.
Yeah, oh, okay.
This song has a lot of character.
Say that again?
I said the song had a lot of merit. If you were really paying attention to what that gentleman is actually saying, he's saying a lot more than just the romantic, you know, melody or the ballad. He's saying a lot. He's asking for a little, but he's really saying a lot.
Huh. I'm going to touch that for a moment, because please bring something to light to me to help me see the bigger picture of that song.
Well, you know what? He's telling the woman how much he's in love with her, and he'll give her everything. You know what I'm saying?
And pray for some in return, and pray for some in return.
That's not what he's saying, you know.
Yes, he did. That's what his lyrics said.
Well, you know, he has a lot to offer, and he loves this woman with all his heart. And he's willing to give her the moon, the stars, the mountains, and all of that stuff.
What's left for him? What is she giving in return?
Well, it's just coming. Well, he's singing it, so it's just coming from his side. He, you know, if somebody reciprocates and say, "Baby, I'll give you all this, that, and the other," you know, when you're gonna play a song like that, play another song that's going to reciprocate what he's asking for. You know, what she'll give to him, okay? You up there talking about, well, he's going to give all of this, what's she going to give? You know, there's songs out there that's women willing to give up some things too. You know, you always try to make everything seem so daggone one sided and stuff. Okay? Why are you laughing?
Lady Joy, the only thing I got out of the song was that the gentleman was saying how much he was willing to give, but what he was only asking was for her to be, you know, real, just be truthful. It might all reflect back to are you hearing what I'm saying and not just hearing with your ears, but listening with your heart?
Exactly. And see, somebody is only playing a one-sided song and making it seem like, oh, well, yeah, I'm about to give her all of this, what she going to give me. There are other songs out there where women give to, baby, so play
that. Can I speak now? I'm just asking questions. I know they're a little uncomfortable.
I'm giving you answers, boo.
I'm just asking questions. I'm just saying, and it's not one-sided what I'm saying, because I made sure I said it's directed to women and men, because there are women out there who give absolutely everything and
yeah,
get nothing
but
returned.
That's not what you said. You know, you're up there talking about, well, he's talking about he'll give her everything. What's she going to give? Okay.
Yeah, well, you been? I said it was for both parties. I said it earlier in the show, even before I played the Lil Wayne song.
Mm-hmm.
I said it again. What I'm saying is directed at both sexes. A woman is giving up the stuff, and they're arguing. And they're, hold on. I think we done touched the nerve with somebody else. Hold on. Come on back in, 813. 813, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
They skirt, that's all.
That was passion and loyalty, wasn't it?
Yeah, passion, I think, was 813. Hold on, because some kind of switchboard be tripping. Hold on, let me try to bring her in again. 813, you're on. Okay.
Hello.
Well, get back to us. It's probably a bad connection because Blog Talk does do that a lot. But you know what I mean? Back to Lady Joy over here talking about I'm being one-sided. Why, well, brother can't ask questions, Lady Joy?
No, you can ask questions, but baby, I'm talking about make it equal. You know, you're up there talking about, well, you know, the song says, you know, I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give the moon, the stars, the mountain, and all that stuff. What you going to give? Okay, there are other songs out there where women are given the same thing and more.
Hold on. 813, you with us. Come on, I'll just let you in.
You there?
Yeah, you there? Okay, no, you're not. So we're going to let you slide back in again and get back at us. Now,
yeah, well,
so I'm just asking questions, ladies and gentlemen. You riding on a brother like a brother ain't supposed to.
I'm just making a statement, bro. Okay, make it equal.
And
I know this show is called Can a Player Play, and it's mainly, you know, mostly from a male perspective, but, you know, we got to throw that female influence all up and through there, too. You know what
absolutely.
I'm saying?
Absolutely. What would the world be without y'all? That's what I'd be asking.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
A lot
okay.
quieter.
Say what?
What did you say? Sorry, somebody said a lot quieter, but it wasn't me.
Oh, I thought you said Al Qaeda. Okay, whatever, bro. Straighten yourself out, bro.
813, you're back with us. Can you come through?
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
Okay. I hung up and called back in. What I was trying to say is I wholeheartedly agree with what Joy is saying. You're looking at the song in a pessimistic way and one-sided, that he is saying a whole lot of things there, but he is just expressing his feelings to the woman. You just aren't hearing the comeback. So it doesn't mean that they're not willing to give anything, number one. And number two, even if you give the sun, the moon, the stars, and the mountains, you still have the plains and the valleys, you got a whole lot left. There's nothing wrong with her.
That's right.
I gotta give you that one. That's a good comeback.
You're sharing the best of you.
Yeah, so don't make it seem like, you know, he's giving up everything, you know, because, you know, in a relationship, both parties, you know, give into the relationship. And you making it seem like, oh, well, he's just giving up everything. What's she going to do? Okay? And there are some, now I'm going by what you said, bruh. Okay? And there are other songs out there where women are giving up that and more. Okay? So, you know, don't just be playing songs from the male perspective. That's why I said, you know, it's too much testosterone flying
y'all
all up and through here.
Y'all
what?
Just can't be jumping on double teaming Tony now.
I'm not double teaming him or nothing like that. I'm just making a statement, bro. Right?
So
I'm just making a statement.
Fashion.
He put it out there, so I served it back to him. What?
Passion. What's passion? Passion, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so let me get this straight. I still have the valleys. He done gave her the mountains, so I just got to be happy with the valleys. And the nooks and crannies.
The cities, the suburbs, you got the whole world, and you're just sharing the very best for you.
So I can't exist without the sun, though.
You didn't give it away.
I'm turning it all over to you.
They're not going to go cover it up. You're still going to get access to it, but you just... You expect them to bury it after you gave it to them?
Okay. Ladies, I must say, first of all, even though we're laughing and having a good time, you're right. You've left me with a little bit of space, some wiggle room. You know, I got some wiggle room is what you're saying.
Well, you better wiggle your ass up in there and get it straight, bro.
The whole world. What I'm saying, you still got the whole world.
Wow.
And you ain't even recognizing that. You're not even recognizing it. Why are you laughing and stuff? We're telling you the real home bucket.
Okay. I don't even have a good comeback for that right now. You got to give me a moment on that one. Cause that's crazy. But no, I'm not looking at the song from a pessimistic standpoint. I'm looking at it truthfully with both, you know what I mean, eyes wide open.
You're talking about all that you gave away. What about all that you have left?
That's
what about all that you get in return.
And we're going to discuss all that I get in return because you know what? That's a high premium. Everything in life is a business venture to me, and that's a really high premium. I consider everything I do an investment. And if I'm willing to give up, that's a mother load emotionally. I'm going to take the sun and the moon, you know, with, and for anybody out there, we're just being symbolic of all things, you know what I mean? But when you're giving up a premium like that, realistically, what you get in return off that investment better must be adequate compensation.
But what you're feeling
to see, I was just informed that I get to keep the nooks, the crannies, and the valleys.
No. Pretty Tony, you give up the sun every day when it goes down, just as you give up the moon every morning when it goes down.
Yes.
You don't hold it 24/7 anyway, so that's not a lot to give up. But the valleys and the plains, you're in it 24/7. You're not looking at it in the right light.
Can I ask who's shining the light? Who is shining the light that I need to look at it through? But, you know, anyway, yes, I'm here.
Instead.
Say that again?
Like,
Tony, a relationship is giving and getting, okay? And, you know, with the song that you played, it's making people think that it's one-sided, that you're only giving and you're not getting. And that's not even the case, my man, okay? Because there's other songs out there where women are giving the same and more. You know, so don't, like, be trying to make it all one-sided, like, I'm giving up everything, what you gonna give? You know, it's not that kind of party.
I'm just asking questions, you know, please.
We're just giving you answers,
thank
baby.
Thank you. Ladies, and you know, y'all know, ladies out there, y'all know Pretty Tony. As I tell y'all, I'm nothing without women made me who I am. I was predominantly raised with and around women, and I have a great appreciation of them, but I also have a very realistic view of life. And I'm just asking questions because, truth be told, if the brother is willing to give all that, it is a personal choice for him to do so. Pretty Tony just asking questions. That's all.
Okay. Well, Lady Joy and Passion and Loyalty are giving you answers, baby.
Well, I appreciate it because maybe that will clarify some things for me. Maybe, you know, y'all input on it will clarify some things for me because, you know what I mean, maybe there is a certain measure of selfishness to me.
You're
perceiving the gentleman to be an idiot or
I never said that.
You ain't have to say that. Okay? You're just putting it out there like, bam, did it. Whoop, did it. Okay.
Can
you
I
have to say the word?
Did I say that? Did it come out of my mouth?
You're assuming that he's putting that out there and with no expectations of anything in return, you're writing him off real short. Would you give up your Lamborghini for nothing?
And you know what assume does? Assume makes an ass out of you and you. Okay?
I'm not assuming anything. I'm asking questions. I'm just saying it is a heavy premium. I implied he was an idiot, but I never said it.
I want to ask Ashley a question.
Implementation means a whole lot. You ain't got to say, you know, come out and say it, but when you're implying that somebody is that's how a person take it. You know,
hold
you're not dealing with idiots out here. There might be a couple, but what?
I want to ask Pastor a question.
I'm here.
How do you tell your mate in the morning when you wake up that his breath stank?
Baby, you need to go in the bathroom, brush your teeth.
I asked Passion.
Ooh, example. I get up and go brush my own teeth and gargle.
What happens? They get it because that's one of the things that people don't say that need to be said, but they really don't know how to say. So I'm just asking because I know some people out there listening might want to tell somebody something, but they don't really know how to say it.
To example, is what I said.
Okay, she gets up, go brush her teeth, and come back, blow your breath on somebody like, bruh, handle it. Okay, I handle mine, go handle yours.
And what if they don't get that one?
There
they don't care. Then I have to leave them to be themselves.
Okay.
The question was, because I know there's a lot of listeners out there that I know there's some little things that they really don't know how to approach their significant other with. So I know that was just one example, but I'm sure there's thousands or more, that could be aggravating and you really don't know how to approach it.
Well, you know, I look at it like this. If you're in a relationship after some time and you're at that point, you know, where you're waking up with each other every morning and somebody got halitosis or morning breath or something, it's like, oh, baby, excuse me. I got to go handle this and, you know, handle yours too. You know, you should be that comfortable, you know, if you're with that each other that often, you know, to deal with that. If it's a one-night stand, okay, well, you know, I'm out of here. You know, but if you're in a relationship, you know, if you've been with someone for a certain amount of time and you're that comfortable where you can say that, say it, you know, and the other person shouldn't get offended because everybody know after night, you know, if you're drinking, if you're doing whatever, you're eating something before, I said something, not somebody, before you go to bed and then next morning you wake up and your breath is just like, singeing eyebrows and singeing hair and stuff, you know, be able to, you know, feel comfortable enough to tell that person, maybe you need to go handle that, you know. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you've been around that person long enough to feel comfortable to do that, do that. If not, if it's a one-night stand, two-night stand, be out.
Okay,
and you shouldn't have to more than once.
And you really shouldn't have to say that anyway, because a grown person should already know. Oh, I need to go up.
Hey, you got JoJo in the chat room. He want to know what happens if your girl want to come to bed looking like a soccer player and stop putting on the little cute shit.
Okay, and how long has this been? You know, has it been what, a week, 2 weeks, a couple months? What? I'm asking, you know, how long
But does it matter? I mean,
So
after a while, you're supposed to stop looking gorgeous when you go to bed at night, and you're supposed to start looking like a soccer player. I mean,
well, if you are really into a person doesn't have to wear lingerie and heels and shit like that every night to bed, you know, because
so
you already
can't
know
go to bed
that
with
person. You know, I'm just saying, you know, if you're into a person, you know, that first initial month or two, you know, where they're coming to bed in heels and stuff, and they got the lingerie on and the hair all done and makeup. In reality, you don't sleep in makeup all the time. All right?
Let me ask a question.
That's an impression right there. You're trying to impress somebody. And after a while, if you're really into that person, a lot of men is like, baby, let me see you without all of that.
Yes.
Love you for who you are. You know.
I'm gonna jump on that. I'm gonna jump on that right now.
Jump on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna jump on that. That comes back to saying the things that need to go. You know what I mean? There are some fellas out there who like their women to come to bed in makeup because they want to. You know what I mean? I think I read an interview somewhere. Who was it? Somebody that used to be with Prince finally came out and said that even when they were asleep, they had to wear makeup because when he woke up in the morning, he wanted them to look pretty. There are men out there like that, just the way a woman should be able to say, baby, you know, the nut sack's kind of on home. You've been at work working all day. You need to go handle that.
Well, let me put something in there with that there, okay? If you're sleeping in makeup and you got your face buried in the pillow or in your man's chest and all that, the makeup gonna smear, baby, so it's not gonna look the same, you know, when you wake up the next morning like when you went to bed that night, all right?
Well, that's true. But, you know, y'all women know how to sleep without messing things up. When you got a fresh hairstyle that you're wearing the next day, don't you stay in a particular position all night to ensure
okay.
that it don't get messed up?
Yeah, that's all fine and good, too. But even so, you know, when you're comfortable in your sleep and stuff, the makeup's going to smear. The eyeliner is going to smear. The mascara is going to run. The makeup is going to be on the pillow and stuff like that. Okay, so, yeah, we do that, you know. But after a while, if you're in a comfortable relationship with somebody, that shouldn't really even matter. There's a whole bunch of songs out there, baby, you know, I like to see you without your makeup, and so that's the one I'm looking at, okay? And there's a lot of songs out there where men are expressing that because you can't go to bed looking all pretty, just like men can't go to bed smelling all good, you know, and taking a sock out of their pants and stuff, trying to impress somebody, you know, and it's not really there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
I think you guys are really taking that to the total extreme, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just saying, what are you saying? You know?
Well, first of all, we all have to agree that we all know this whole thing is visual anyway.
Right.
Anyway. And I know no woman want to go to bed looking at her dude every day and his shit is all out of whack. You know what I'm saying? So the same thing for a lot of guys. You know, a lot of guys want to see that feminine, sensitive, sensuous size because shit is visual. Now, I understand
right.
what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. After a while, you're in love and you're just supposed to take me for me and all that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But in reality, that shit changes. Most cats didn't sign up for their woman to end up being 500 damn pounds.
Whatever happened, we ain't even went there. We're talking about what you wear to bed. Okay, this
I understand, but it's all related though. It's all related
right.
with the attitude.
Right.
It all has There's
a lot of men out there. There's a lot of men out there, baby. If you just wear my shirt to bed, you know, I like that. You know, because it's not always comfortable wearing a G-string and stuff all up in your ass to bed every night, you know, trying to impress and stuff. After a while, it's like, baby, this is me. Accept me for what I am or not. And if you're in a relationship, you know, somebody gained 500 pounds. You can't gain 500 pounds overnight, honey. You know, that takes a while. Okay, so over the years, it's like, baby, I love you for you. You know, you either do or you don't. Okay, yeah, visual, it has a lot to do with a relationship. I agree with that. You know, a woman packs on pounds, you know, and believe me, after having kids, you will do that. You will have, you know, you'll gain pounds. And even men, they pack on pounds after being married after a certain amount of time. You know, so visual, you know, the visual goes both ways. You know, a woman can be like, damn, baby, you don't gain like 200-something pounds, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not attracted to you like I used to be.
Whatever happened to versatility?
Yo. For those of you just joining us, welcome to Can a Player Play? 646-929-2870. We're going to take a quick musical break right here, and we'll be back. Hey, we are back. We're back. I made sure I put that out there. You know, K. Diddy trying to get off offensive and sensitive and stuff on her brother. You know what I mean? So we back. K. Diddy, Lady Joy, Pretty Tony.
We got passion and loyalty on the line, too.
And we have quite a few people on the line. Welcome, everybody, to the show. If you ever want to jump in, just hit the number one. Somebody in the chat room, gentleman's name, Sun52, said, I don't like women who wear too much makeup anyway. All right, my brother, I told you I'd let everybody know. My man, it's okay, Diddy, somebody's going against what you're saying, you know, by wearing makeup, you know. Some of that he probably appreciates a woman who is all natural. And
wait, when did I say something about I wanted a woman to go to bed wearing makeup?
Yeah, lingerie and all of that stuff.
I don't know.
It's always comfortable when you're wearing a G-string.
All I said was, the guy in the chat room was making reference on his woman to go to bed looking like Joe Bob. He wanted his girl to go to bed looking like his girl. That's all. He just wanted that feminine, sensitive thing. He didn't want his homeboy. He wanted his girl. That's what the comment was.
And also, I think it was either passion or loyalty that said, what about versatility? You're right. We all got to be versatile. I was talking to, shout out to TNA. Me and TNA was having a little Q&A earlier as we were talking about life. And this is what, and you know, the original topic that we're talking about is saying the things that need to be said. And I was telling her that everybody should have things that they can and can't live without in their life. You got to know what these things are. And let me put it out there. In all fairness, that if you are a man who likes your woman to go to bed in makeup, that's your choice. That's your life. That's your lifestyle. If you like her all natural, that's also your choice. There's some men who don't want their women coming to bed looking like a soccer player, while some men don't care. They just want their baby beside them.
Each other.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, we went out for a moment there. Like I say, the switchboard be tripping sometimes. Some men like it one way, some men like it another way. Some women like it one way, some women like it another. But hold on. I'm going to let 741, you in the building.
This is Wolfie.
Hello, Loyalty. Did you want to say something?
Yes, I did. The gentleman that's in the chat room that made a statement that he didn't like his woman wearing too much makeup, can you ask him, how did he meet his woman? Did she have makeup on?
I hope he can. Son 752, that question is for you. I hope you're still with us.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you're gone. Let me see if you're still up here somewhere.
Or is he trying to get her now that he has actually, got her? What is all that? Because I even heard a statement about the coming to bed looking like a soccer player.
Right, right. And we don't like our men coming to bed with nose hairs and ear hairs and stuff like that. You know, you want to be groomed and stuff. We want to see our man looking good, too.
That's going to bed.
But the question was, how to tactfully convey that to your significant other without being offensive? That's what we're talking about, how to say the things that need to be said.
Well, if you're comfortable with each other, it's like, baby, it's a tactful way of doing things. Baby, I like you when you're in it. I like you when you're doing this here. It's a tactful way. It's like, baby, I'm tired of you looking like a soccer player and your grandma and your granny panties and all of that stuff. You know, it's a tactful way of doing it. And after a while, like I said earlier, after a while, you've been with that person for a while, y'all know what each other look like without all the makeup and the this and the that and stuff like that. And you should be comfortable with each other because you're loving each other.
Hey, Tony.
813, you're back in the building.
This is passion. And I was saying, what I was trying to say is, whatever happened to versatility? If you understand that your man likes for you to look a certain way, you should be willing to do that, you know, and compromise to that sometimes. But at the same time, he needs to be willing to be able to accept you. Some days you just want to be comfortable, you know.
Right.
And instead of putting these expectations that you got to look like a showgirl every night when you're sleeping, that's unrealistic. So for
right.
Your,
and nobody wants to wear heels to bed and a G-string up their ass every night.
And let me ask you. Let me ask you.
On their face all the time and make themselves age more so than you know naturally. Come on,
show
now.
You're
hey,
right.
Let me ask you, ladies, a question. Would you agree or not to agree to this without putting any extreme restraints on any party? Just the fact that you do love somebody, wouldn't that be reason enough for you to want to keep yourself up physically in every way just so that you could remain appealing to your mate?
You ain't got to wear all that makeup and stuff. If you're in a relationship and that person loves you for who I'm just asking.
Did you
yes,
understand
my question? I'm trying to answer it. If you are
it has
in a relationship
nothing to do. It has nothing to do with makeup or nothing of that. I'm just talking about in general. The fact that you love your mate, isn't that reason enough for you to want to please him or keep yourself up for him?
It works both ways, baby. Okay, don't make my expect
that.
For you to. Okay, well, what can I finish saying what I'm saying? It works both ways. Okay, yeah. You know, but there might be times like you might work 10, 12 hours and come home. You ain't feeling like putting on 3 and 4 inch heels to wear to bed and stuff like that. And your significant other can accept it. Baby, I know that you're tired, you know, and I've seen you with all of that. But tonight, if you're not feeling that, I understand. I still love you anyway.
Well, we're not talking about a one-night behavior. We're talking about shit that changes over a period of time. Because when people first meet, everybody put their best foot forward. But then after you're together, like you say for a minute, then either party gets to that thing where they just stop giving a damn, really.
Well,
they start taking each other for granted.
Right. Well, that happens. I can understand where you're coming from with that.
What I would say is, okay, I know when people get married, they tell us part of the vows is you got to accept these people for better, for worse. And I would assume that when people live together, that should hold true, too, that you're going to have to accept the better or the worse. I understand what you're talking about. Maybe somebody gets heavier than they were when you first met them, and now you're not as attracted to them. We've got to start looking over these superficial things and start looking at the inside of each other. Is that still the person that you fell in love with from the inner perspective, or are you just in love with that person based on that outer, exterior being.
Right. You know, because things change over time. Things start to sag. Things start to go the other way. You know, and
I love you, baby, but
I don't want to own
Krispy Kreme. I don't want to own Krispy Kreme because you know all the donuts.
Yeah, well, we don't want
shit.
Things dragging on the ground that you got to throw over your shoulder either. So.
She said things are going to fall and they sag. They don't seem like they used to anymore. You're just mainly talking about weight. Is that your issue?
Speak up on your K. Diddy.
What? Oh, no.
We're bringing it to you, you know, because things change over time, you know. Nothing stays the same.
I understand that, but if I wish you would look a little deeper in just the superficial shit, but maybe the things that I say are really actually too deep. I'm talking about the general way that people do. They do get complacent in relationships, and then they stop giving a shit, really. And if you look at it, that's a lot of the same reasons people end up breaking up, separating, going their separate ways.
And it doesn't have to be the man to make the move. The woman go to work. She's in a professional. She's going out every day. She's seeing guys that go to the gym looking nice in their suits in the workplace, and they come home looking at a damn slob. So you can't tell me that that shit does not play out in a common everyday relationship, and it goes for both parties. So all I'm saying is, it does go beyond physical appearances, but it actually it starts there.
Oh yeah, it starts there. But like I said before, you know, once you get with a person and you're comfortable with that person, and they start shedding different things about this, baby, this is me right here. Baby, this is me right here. You know, accept me for what I am. Oh yeah, the initial is going to be you're going to be attracted to somebody that's looking good, you know, to you and stuff like that. But you get into that person after a while. You know, after years and stuff, things change. Stuff go to the side. Stuff go to the south. You know, very few things that go north after, you know, after years. And once you're into that person for who they are, you know, oh, yeah, you want your hubby or your girl, you know, to be looking good and stuff like that. And, yeah, that's
you want them healthy.
You want them healthy. But a lot of times, you know, things change, especially for women. After you have babies and stuff like that, babies wreak havoc on your body. Okay?
But I can't see women that have babies that are healthy.
You try passing a basketball through your ass and see how healthy you are after that.
Hey, Diddy.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Diddy. Can I say something?
Yes, ma'am. I'm listening.
What about the average male who doesn't even bother to go get a colonoscopy? Okay, that's health. You got men that aren't living up to the expectations of keeping their health in check. So don't just say, oh, okay.
No, and they need to step their game up, too. I'm going to keep it 100. They need to step their game up, too.
Well, you didn't say 100.
Because they have a
Make sure that they're healthy, too.
Anything I ever said, I've said it goes for both parties, Joy.
I understand that, but all
you
I'm
need
saying
to specify.
You're absolutely right. And I tell everybody they need to step their game up. And you're 100% right. You're right. There's a lot of guys don't even know the importance of that. And there's women that don't know even tell their men the importance of that because they're really not in tune. So they all need to step their game up, as far as I'm concerned,
exactly.
Both sides.
You can tell a male, and a lot of times they're too vain or egotistical to even want to, you know, admit to that.
My man on Twitter, ladies love a killer. I'm not sure what you're trying to tell us, so I'm going to read it the way you put it. Sometimes you telling somebody that you with something for some reason known in the back of your head that you worse. I'm not sure what that means. Maybe you're trying to say that both sides of the party need to be doing what they need to do. So if that's how you meant it, that's how we'll take it. And to Hadi MMM, you kind of late, sweetheart, on the old playology thing, but I'll repeat what I said. No, playology is not about being a womanizer all the time. It is a concept. It is a lifestyle that goes beyond just being a womanizer and all that. So get a copy of the book and you'll understand. Now, ladies and gentlemen,
worldmovement.com.
You got to do the right voice, dog. You got to put some available at www.worldmovement.com.
Absolutely.
That's my folks on Twitter. Now, we got a heated discussion here. You know what? It might seem as though we've strayed, but we really haven't. We're talking, saying the things that need to be said. I think it was either passion or loyalty that are saying men need to keep up with their health and not just be, you know what I mean, focus on the woman's health all the time and the woman this. And it goes both ways.
Yeah.
All of us tend to take each other for granted at some point, especially when we've been together for a while. Everybody kind of falls into this slump. And sometimes we have to wake each other up, or sometimes one wakes up and then the other one hasn't woken up and you start looking at them differently. Let's be real. Say you with somebody and y'all gained some weight over the years and then you start taking care of yourself and you feel better about yourself and they're still gaining weight. You might come out and say some crap. That's not emotionally healthy to be telling that person.
So it comes back to what we are saying on this program, even though there are certain things that need to be said, it is how you say it, when you say it, and where you say it is the point that we're trying to make. But please, by all means, express your damn self. We're down to the last 5 minutes of the show. It's been another hot one. You know how we do on here. Battle of the sexes, all that good stuff. The ladies come through here and just ride. And we appreciate everybody. So we're going to do what we do at the end of each show, let you know how you can contact us. And I'm going to start off with the lead lady of the show, Lady Joy.
You can contact me on Facebook. I've been on there since August, and I love it. I've been in contact with people I haven't talked to in years. So Facebook, Joy LaShawn, hit me up. You know, let me know what's going on with you, you know, and I'll let you know what's going on with me. And we love to hear from everyone every Sunday. You know, we want to hear opinions from everybody because that's what it's about. You know, we can different opinions help other people, whether you realize it or not.
All right, and of course, you know, in fact, I'm going to let him speak for himself. The world famous K. Diddy. By all means,
this
boy is yours.
This is your boy, Lamont, a.k.a. K. Diddy. You can hit me up at worldmovement.com, 323-957-7322. That's the office. You can go there, check out our music, worldmovement.com. Check out our music, check out our books, check out our events, check out all the wonderful things we got coming for y'all. Also, we appreciate all your listeners on Can I Play or Play.
That's right.
Yes, indeed, and
passion
like I
and
said,
loyalty.
Yes, they have the floor. Go right ahead, ladies.
Hey, Passion, are you going to say it, or you want me to say it?
You can go on.
We have Team Life Unlimited, and it is teamlifeunlimited@yahoo.com.
And tell us what your program is about.
We are targeting at-risk teens with their education, transportation, employment services, and nutrition and housing.
And where can they contact you once again?
They can reach us at teamlifeunlimited@yahoo.com, or they can reach us at 702-561-9461.
All right.
Yes, indeed. You see, it's all love, even though we go at each other up on here. It ain't no big deal. We just doing what we do. We're trying to spark some thoughts, trying to show everybody some love. Come join us every Sunday. Spread the word, and obviously y'all are doing it because, like I said, our online listenership is in the thousands now, and we appreciate each and everybody, seriously, for coming through, representing on the show. You know what I mean? You agree, you disagree. It don't matter. You're welcome. You're more than welcome to come by and join us every Sunday at 2:30 as we chop it up on here. And, of course, and if you want to go out and support your boy, www.worldmovement.com. Grab your copy of your boy's book, man. Support your boy. You know, I'm trying to do some things, me and my man K. Diddy over there. We're down to the last 2 minutes of the show, and I'm going to take y'all out on this ride right here, man. My man, Frankie Beverly, you know what I mean? He does it so well. And Maze, of course. Happy.
I can't leave.